אתם עם SBS בעברית.
שלום אוסטרליה. With protesters inside and outside the Knesset walls, MKs early on Tuesday morning passed the first reading of a bill to block judicial review over the reasonableness of politicians' decisions. An amendment to the basic law, the judiciary, says whoever has judicial authority according to the law, including the Supreme Court, will not deliberate on and will not give an order against the government, the Prime Minister, government ministers, or other elected officials, as will be defined in law regarding the reasonableness of their decision. Supporters say the bill allows elected representatives rather than unelected judges to have the final word on policy and appointments. Critics argue that it removes an important check on arbitrary or corrupt decision making. The bill passed by a vote of 64 to 56 along party lines. Opposition lawmakers chanted shame as coalition members celebrated the victory. The legislation needs to pass two more readings in order to become law, and the coalition aims to complete that process before the Knesset breaks for the summer at the end of the month. Tens of thousands of anti-government protesters massed at Israel's main airport and blocked streets with large rallies in Tel Aviv and in over 100 locations across the country on Tuesday in response to the government passing the legislation. While the protests were overwhelmingly non-violent, as in previous anti-overhaul demonstrations, 77 people were arrested throughout the day. Most of the detained were for blocking roads and other violations of public order. Towards the end of the evening, police deployed a water cannon in Tel Aviv, as well as other cities, and several incidents of officers beating demonstrators were caught on camera. A number of protesters were injured, including a woman who was hit in the head by a high-pressure stream fired by a water cannon at demonstrators blocking the main highway between Tel Aviv and Jerusalem. At least one protester was trampled by a police horse. Another injured protester, veteran Molly Aronson, 72, sustained a broken knee and a deep cut to his eye socket. He says he was hurt by a mounted police horse. Speaking to television reporters, he said he was protesting quietly on the sidewalk. Rock musician Aviv Geffen said that he was manhandled by police when he was briefly held in custody. His teenage son called it a violent arrest. Another site of protest was in front of the U.S. Embassy branch office in Tel Aviv. Protesters held signs urging the Biden administration to increase its pressure on Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu to halt the judicial overhaul. Protesters pleaded, "Save us, USA." Some signs urged U.S. President Biden to withhold U.S. aid to Israel until Netanyahu halts his judicial reforms. The big chain of malls reversed its Sunday decision and said on Monday that it would not force its shops to take part in Tuesday's strike. Big shopping centres said that while the facilities themselves will not be staffed if the bill passes its first Knesset reading on Monday evening, stores within the shopping centre that decide to open will be able to do so. It also said it would give a discount on rent to shops that remained closed. A succession of ministers in the government denounced Attorney General Gali Bar-Rav-Mi'ari during an hours-long cabinet meeting last Sunday, in which she was repeatedly attacked over authorities' handling of law-breaking during demonstrations against the government. Several calls were made for her dismissal. Prime Minister Netanyahu told Bar-Rav-Mi'ari that selective enforcement is a fatal wound to democracy. Bar-Rav-Mi'ari responded to the criticism saying, "I hope the government is not asking me to say that it wants more aggressive enforcement to suppress the protests against it, against the professional judgment of the police commanders on the ground and the state prosecution." President Herzog also responded to the unprecedented attack, saying there will always be a place for criticism. That is how democracy works. But the unrestrained lambasting of civil servants is intolerable and unacceptable. Osmar Yehudit MK Yitzhak Kreuzer was selected on Wednesday to sit on the Judicial Selection Committee, joining Karin Elharar from the opposition's Yesh Atid party, becoming the second Knesset representative on a panel that is the key to the coalition's plan to politicize the judiciary. The Ministerial Committee for Legislation approved a bill last Sunday proposed by far-right Otzma Yehudit Party MK Limor Son HaMelech. The legislation replaces the Authority for the Advancement of Women with a new authority directly under the minister. Opposition MKs and the country's largest women's rights lobby group said that the bill will end 25 years of independent operation by the current authority and instead create one that is beholden to the ruling coalition. Opposition leader Yair Lapid on Wednesday accused the government minister tasked with boosting the advancement of women, May Golan, of harming women's rights by supporting the contentious bill. There was increased tension on the border with Lebanon this past week. On Wednesday, the IDF foiled an attempt by Hezbollah to damage the border fence near the town of Zar'it. Hezbollah leader Hassan Nasrallah then threatened to attack Israel if she tries to remove a tent set up by his group in the contested Mount Dov region, also known as the Sheba Farms. Yesterday, a group of 18, including Member of Parliament Qasem Hashem, a member of the Arab Socialist Ba'ath Party, walked some 80 metres into Israeli territory before being chased back to Lebanon by the IDF firing warning shots. Israel estimates that Hezbollah has some 150,000 rockets and missiles in Lebanon aimed towards her. New York Times columnist Thomas Friedman warned in an article on Tuesday that the Biden administration is reassessing its ties with Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu's government amid growing American alarm over the actions of the hard-right Israeli coalition. Friedman said U.S. President Joe Biden believes the government is using its judicial overhaul push as a smokescreen to engage in unprecedented radical behavior that is undermining our shared interests with Israel, our shared values, and the vitally important shared fiction about the status of the West Bank that has kept peace hopes there just barely alive. U.S. President Joe Biden said last Sunday that Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu's coalition government has some of the most extreme members he's seen in Israel, and that the cabinet ministers who back settling anywhere they want in the West Bank are part of the problem in the conflict. France's Adbabayi, 79, who lives in Rishon LeZion, is being held for ransom in Ethiopia. Adbabayi's relatives received a recorded message in which he pleaded for them to secure his release. Kidnappers sent a video clip and photos in which he can be seen bound hand and foot and guarded by an armed man. He was due to return home this week after a visit to his birthplace. The kidnappers are demanding 2.5 million Ethiopian birr, about 160,000 shekel. His family have pleaded for help. Israeli officials, including the chief rabbi and the foreign minister, protested to Sweden on Friday after local police gave the go-ahead to a request to burn a Bible outside the Israeli embassy in Stockholm yesterday. Ahmad Alush, 32, had received permission from Swedish authorities to perform the act, but arrived outside the Israeli diplomatic mission yesterday, clutching only a copy of the Quran, and said it was never his intention to burn Jewish or Christian holy books, only to protest the recent burning of the Quran. Prime Minister Netanyahu was treated at a medical center yesterday, but was released shortly afterwards. He explained to the media, "Yesterday I was with my wife at the Sea of Galilee, in the sun, without a hat, without water. Not a good idea." Following a surprise upset victory against Spain on Wednesday in the round of 16, the Israeli under-20 national basketball team beat Germany 75-64 in the quarterfinals of the European Championship on Thursday. This is Peter Jones-Pelach reporting for SBS Radio from Jerusalem. עקבו אחרינו והפיצו אותנו דרך דף הפייסבוק שלנו.